Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode here at Voiced Podcast. I'm very excited to have a couple of guests in here. We're going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And to top it off with this episode, we actually have one of the founders here at Limón y Sal, who's going to be talking about it, and as well as the media sponsors, and as well as who's going to be helping out with the event as well. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Carlos. So for anybody, so we have DJ Sammy, who we have as the entertainment director, I believe.
And the resident DJ. He is our resident DJ.
Resident DJ as well.
And entertainment director for this and all the events at Limón y Sal.
Love it, love it. And then on your left,
we have a lifelong friend, Mambo.
Mambo.
And he will be part of this great event, El Cinco de Mayo by Limón y Sal in Ventura. He will be our media sponsor, helping get this party going and helping us coordinate with everybody to have a good time that weekend.
Yeah, I love it. And I know Mamba's going to be here in the next couple episodes too as well. So excited for you to come feature and also represent what El Cinco de Mayo is going to be about by Limón y Sal. So let's dive into a little bit of details. Like how did you guys come about into putting this event together?
Well, as a restaurant, a Mexican food restaurant in Ventura County, this is one of our biggest events in the year to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and provide a little bit of history of what it is, which is, in reality, it's not the independence of Mexico. It's a battle that they had against Puebla that they won. But we celebrate it like if it was Independence Day. We celebrate.
We just need a reason.
We need it. I mean, if we baptize, we party. So imagine winning a battle.
Any reason to celebrate, I'm all for it. You know,
we're all for it. So being in downtown Ventura and having a place, a spot where it's known for, you know, what DJs, music, like good time, good food, drinks, everything, mariachis. We decided to take this to the next level and make it an actual event, El Cinco de Mayo by Limón y Sal, with all our friends and family. Just create the best place, best and safest place to party on your Cinco de Mayo weekend. So we're covering every single day of the week and making it a big event, a 5-day event for Cinco de Mayo.
That's awesome. And I'm super excited too. You come in here with A+ to talk about that, and then we were excited to be able to work with you guys as well to kind of represent it. So can you tell us, for all the listeners, like, what can they expect in this event?
This event is going to be full with a lot of not only Mexican traditional music, dances, food, drinks, etc., but we're also going to have exhibits, a little bit of history, a little bit of explanation on what the date is,
right?
And we'll keep that brief because everybody's in it to party. We're starting on Tuesday with our new edition of Taco Tuesdays on our rooftop.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And that'll be every Tuesday continuing after April 30th. It'll be $31 unlimited tacos, all you can eat, with live music on the rooftop every Tuesday. And we will barbecue up there. So basically, whatever we have, you know, on those sidewalks in Ventura and Oxnard in LA, well, we're going to bring it to the rooftop. And we're launching our Cinco de Mayo edition that day on April 30th. Wednesday, you cannot miss our Cooking with Carlos class.
I didn't know he cooked.
Yeah. No.
No.
You know,
oh, okay.
The class might be for me. I'm still debating.
We actually
that.
Made the
yes, that know. Beautiful so cooking that. Class. Yeah. Thank you, A+. You know, I want to touch that a little bit. I like to partner up and include everybody, friends, family, people that have worked for me that have always been there. So I am also very blessed to be working with you guys on Love this that. Event. After I saw this apron for our cooking class, I said, "These guys are going above and beyond my expectations on logos and all that." So it's a great partnership.
Yeah, and the stickers that you got.
The stickers that we will be tonight. We'll be giving out stickers and throughout the event. Our cooking class with Carlos Wednesday, tickets are on sale on our Instagram page.
Okay,
there will be also be a treat with the mezcal tasting that night. Thursday, we dive into our Red Room. Thursdays, a Cinco de Mayo editions. Fridays, we start with our mariachi celebration. Okay. Then I'll let DJ Sammy tell you about the entertainment for the rest of the weekend.
Okay.
Which is excited and full of all local talent.
Nice.
So tell them about that.
Typically, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Le Monisar are usually pretty popping. Mm-hmm. Fridays and Saturdays, we hit capacity sometimes at like 9:30, 10 p.m.
Yeah, I was there last week.
Yeah, you know, so you see it. Yeah, dude. That line wraps around the corner, you know, within an hour of, you know, the DJs going on. So, you know, Thursday, we're going to kick off a kind of a casual start to the weekend and kind of get things going with, I believe it's game 6 that day of the NBA Finals. So we're going to have a viewing party that day. We got a bar menu. We got drink specials, pretty much everything you need to watch the game perfectly. Friday, we're going to be doing a kickoff for the weekend to get things going with our nightlife. So that starts at 10 p.m. And then Saturday, we're starting early, really early.
Okay.
So we're doing kind of a day party style. We're doing a party on the patio from 12 to 7 p.m. So I'll be there. Mamba will be there. Carlos will be there. DJ Lil Wicked from Q95.9 also.
Nice.
That's going till 7 o'clock. We'll have drink specials, food, everything you need for a good day party. And then the third floor, we typically start at 9 p.m., but we're starting at 7 o'clock because we know it's going to be packed the
whole
day.
Sounds fun. Count me in.
Yeah, dude. Shit. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So we're expecting things to get started up there really early. Mm-hmm. We'll end that about 1 a.m. And then Sunday morning, same thing. We start at, I believe, 12 o'clock. We'll have DJ J Scratch there with us till about 4 or 5 p.m. Love and it. Then same style. We end at about 5 or 6, head upstairs with it's DJ Pistolero, DJ Defcon, and myself. So we'll be there till about 1 a.m. Sunday for the main, you know, the main day of Cinco de Mayo weekend. And same deal, you know, we got drink specials. We have mariachi going on at, I believe, 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Love 7 that. With... Sara La Morena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Sara La Morena will be joining us and performing 1 hour live on Sunday, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. So that'll be like a special presentation during the DJs. So we'll pause the DJs for a little bit, have some live music going on, and then hop back into the night with just, you know, drink specials and everything we need to about 1:30. So
that's amazing to me. Honestly, yeah. It sounds like I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
I think it's also presents an opportunity for many people to celebrate on multiple days. But it also sounds like you guys are more doing it more than just to celebrate. You guys are creating an experience. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have this last year?
We have every year. Every year. Know, and this is only working up even with Mambo.
I think this is going to be one of the bigger ones because usually... I don't think we planned it this far in advance. Mm. And
I think we never plan them. This is the first one we planned.
Not only that, but I think it's on a weekend, so it just gives us more days to celebrate.
Okay.
But I think Carlos took advantage of it because he's doing a whole week of it.
Tuesday. Yeah, that's awesome.
And getting ready for what we're trying to create in Ventura, and what I like to do is also expose my culture, even though I was born and raised here in Ventura County. My roots are from Jalisco, are from Mexico, and I like to tell people a little bit of where I come from and what we do and what we're known for. And there's a lot of special holidays that are celebrated over there widely and now being recognized here.
Nice.
One of them being in one of the events that Mambo helped me with years ago, and we're going to, if everything goes well this year, onboard it again, is Dia de los Muertos, Ventura, California, which was a huge success thanks to the support of a lot of us that were here, including Mambo. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're not only creating a place just to say, like, go drink, get wasted, go home. We don't care about you. No, we care about...
Some people are looking for that only.
Some are. But we take care of those as well. We create we're trying to create a safe atmosphere to go have fun, enjoy it. Not only that, expose my culture through these events, these now festivals. Mm-hmm. So this year around, I think Mambo hit it. He's like, this is the one we kind of really planned. And it is true. We're always last minute.
I love that.
This year, Sammy joined my team, and he's doing an excellent job. I don't know if he's sure that he knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah. I don't think we all know what
he was his for. First text message for me was before 7 this morning. So nice. Yeah, and nice, Mambo awesome. Too.
Oh yeah, he hit me up early this morning too.
Nice.
But man, if you haven't been out to an event, mm-hmm. We've teamed up with Carlos.
Okay.
For the World Cup, we've done live broadcasts from there. We've even celebrated other holidays mm-hmm. there, and man, it's a good time. When people ask me where the family restaurant is at, I always tell them that when they want the nightlife, it's the same spot.
No,
so
not gonna, yeah.
It's combining this Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely. Especially you're working with community, trying to put it all together. You're not, and I'm sure you're also trying to impact the other communities in such a way too as well, right?
Yes, yes. And again, this is a family event, mm-hmm. daytime family event. Our kiddos need to learn about these cultures and these events and these holidays as well. I'm all for family. It is a family event during the day. Mm-hmm. Not recommended at night, like no, 21 and over, obviously, after hours.
Oh, take my word on that.
A lot of brands have now seen the potential in Ventura, mm-hmm. and we're thankful that they've joined our event. We have Corona, Modelo, Pacifico, Tequila El Cristiano, even Fireball will be out. Oh, I mean, we have a lot of brands mm-hmm. that have come and want to join and be part of El Cinco de Mayo by Limón y Sal.
Awesome.
So this will definitely be something good. Again, kids are more than welcome. 21 and over is at nighttime. We understand a lot of people want to make it out to Limón y Sal. Mm-hmm. They can't make it. It's too chaotic, the line, whatnot. We're also creating party packs this year where you'll go online and order to take El Cinco de Mayo by Limón y Sal to your party. So we'll have margarita kits, Mexican candy shots. I don't know if anybody's heard of those. Yeah. They're kind of popular at Limón y Sal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everyone
does. I don't know.
Candy shots?
Candy shots.
Oh, yeah. So we're packing. I took some for my birthday.
Yeah, we're free packing those to go for your party, and we're doing a lot of food items. Mm-hmm. Remember, Limón y Sal is a family restaurant.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Not only what you saw the other day. No.
Well, I mean, when you think of Ventura, especially at my age, you know, we Ventura downtown, we think of, you know, going out and having a party, you know. Yeah. But it's cool that you guys are also not only, you know, representing that nightlife and the fun life, but like trying to represent that there is a culture amongst that.
Correct.
It's more than just like having fun and, you know, the party, but it's also being a part of that culture.
Yeah. Yes. And I mean, in downtown, Limón's become kind of a stamp down there. You know, everyone that goes out there usually ends up at that spot at least once to, you know, kind of check it out, you know, if they don't end up staying the whole night. So when they show up, it's, you know, good for us to focus on the experience, mm-hmm. like you were saying, not Absolutely. So much as showing up, buying drinks, partying and going home. You know, when you go there, you're going to show up. The music's not so much what you're used to hearing. You know, mm-hmm. the vibe is, you know, great. We rarely ever have fights, you know, because the energy there is such a friendly environment that people love coming back because of what they experienced. You know,
that is a good point to hear. Yeah, I did not hear any animosity out there. I think there was just a lot of people that are looking to have a good time, not people trying, wherever they came from, they're not looking to do anything.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to pivot a little bit into what you mentioned, Carlos. You mentioned that now more brands are starting to notice the crowd and audience in Ventura or even maybe Ventura County alone. How has, or working with La Limón y Sal, and I remember with other restaurants, right? How has the demographics or the market has changed for, or just like customer-wise for Limón y Sal over the years?
It's been a challenge, definitely. We've all been through so many things mm-hmm. in the last couple of years. The biggest, I think, is the pandemic.
For
that
sure.
We all learned how to
the
be
reset.
Independent.
Oh, reset button.
Yeah, the reset button.
Literally. And we all learned how to cook, according to us, and make cocktails at home and use, mm-hmm. believe it or not, I didn't know that Amazon delivered prior to the pandemic. Mm. And then I got on Amazon, started ordering, and the next day I would have packages. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that existed. And I didn't know that you had to pay for it until my mom's like, that is linked to my credit card. A lot of people got used to doing, being a little bit more independent. Mm-hmm. And so it has affected. Now we've had to reach out and create not only events, not only good food, not only new cocktails, not trending, Now, instead of hosting 200 people, we host 100. So it has been a challenge. Mm-hmm. And now the people that came back, survived, you know, the pandemic, that got a job again, came back from not working, is very careful with the money as well. Mm-hmm. So that is why teaming up with Q95.9, with entertainment, but also with Rubicon Theater and also other events in the city has allowed me to capture a greater audience. Mm. So now broadened my customers, not only, you know, 25 to 35, which was usually my customer mm-hmm. crowd there. Now we have our lunch hour
wow.
with, you know, professionals. Now we have paint night, cooking classes for couples and older people. So it's, for us, it's been good. It's been a great challenge for us to be able to know what my customer wants right. and be able to tend to it. Whether it's the vegan menu, mm. whether it's a better happy hour, whether whatever it is, you know, we try to contribute. So we've been able to pivot and take care of a larger amount of customers because we've changed our pattern.
I love that. I love that you guys have recognized that behavior pattern change up, but also you guys catered and also customized in a way where you can understand that, like, people are coming back into trying to live life normally again, and you want to create that normalcy, mm-hmm. right?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yes,
that is very correct.
I do see and feel a lot more change within Limon y Sal. I'm just curious. I mean, like, how has that evolved over time as far as, like, you know, where Limon y Sal has been?
I'm paying a lot more attention to customer needs mm-hmm. and our employee needs. It's very important for us to make sure that our customers are trained properly, that not our customers, our employees, that the people who are attending to you, mm-hmm. because we have a big responsibility. Yeah. You come into my restaurant, you're putting something in your system that made in your body. Mm-hmm. So you know, it is a big responsibility for us to take mm-hmm. care of you. So I think the training, the culture in a safe environment, in a healthy environment with my staff, knowing their needs and how they could get along and what they need to focus on giving you great service. So one. Two is very involved with what the customer needs. Mm-hmm. And I'm always for that. And I think that's what's created a more tranquil environment with, you know, my participation being 110% committed to my customers and that. My employees.
I love that. Every time I speak to brands, that's one of the main things I'm curious about, is like how they've shifted their focus when it comes down to not just their, you know, business model or how they operate, but also like how do they take care of their people.
Right? Take care of the people who take care of you.
Exactly.
You take care of you first.
Yep.
I take care of me. If I'm good, people around me are good. So that is an attitude that I changed. And to understand that we're not all the same.
Yep.
You mm-hmm. might be good
right.
at, you know, pumping air in a tire.
Mm-hmm.
He might be good at washing a windshield. So, you know, we find a niche and we go from there and we make sure everybody's happy.
You mm-hmm. find people that can do what they're good at.
Yes, yep. exactly.
Curious. I mean, you said that he was a long lost friend with Mambo. I mean, what's you guys' relationship?
Oh, our way back to our family, to our parents playing soccer.
I think a story I have is my dad, when he first came here from Mexico, mm-hmm. His family was like the first connection that, you know, you help someone out.
Right on.
So when they started opening up the restaurants, you know, it was. You go support friends mm-hmm,
for sure,
and
for sure.
You know, as they've grown, you know, I got in the media side of things, so I always look out for the 805.
Yeah.
But when
yeah,
it's
you do.
When it's a relationship or friends, then you know it's a little different, and it's great partnerships mm-hmm. all the time when it's like that.
Yeah, especially, and you get that spontaneity and that more special connection, right?
Yeah, I think him and his brothers, they were probably still in elementary school when you guys opened up the first wow. restaurant.
I was the first Pescador opened in Bell Gardens in 1983.
Wow.
Yeah. Santa Paula was 1991.
Yeah.
Were you already playing soccer?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he was already playing mm-hmm. soccer. I was still in diapers. No, I was nine.
You were working at the restaurant.
I was bussing tables. I started bussing tables when I was 9 years old.
Yeah. So you've been in the restaurant business for a while.
For a while. Mm. Yeah. A bussing tables, I could barely reach the mm-hmm. table, and my dad would snap his, yeah. hey, limpiala bien, rápido.
And it was always, your brother, and your primo.
My brother Victor and my cousin Chuy. Chuy, yeah. It was the three of us bussing tables. You remember that? Oh, no. Wait. You weren't even nobody's mind. Even
So you guys are both from Santa Paula.
Santa Paula.
Yeah. Born and raised in Oxnard.
Born and raised, okay, yes, okay. Sir. I was actually from Philippines. So I grew up here when I was like 7, and then I got really like engulfed, or I guess welcomed by the Hispanic community.
Yeah,
I got teased a little bit for being different, but like over time I've learned to really appreciate it. That's why I love like the 805, just because of mostly the Hispanic culture. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't like other cultures, but yeah, I will say when I go here, it's like yes, this is what I come here for.
Yeah, you know? It's very wholesome.
Yeah, that's sure. awesome. And then how did you guys like come about or meet?
I've been at Limoni South.
Say that.
True story.
Say that.
I
want to
hear.
Tell them how I 86'd you.
I started at Limon about 2 years ago. I think in August will be 2 years that I started there. I was a resident DJ on the first floor.
Okay.
Which is kind of where guys just start out to see, kind of see how we can work with them. Because mm-hmm. the third floor is a lot of pressure. It's a lot of energy the entire time. Yeah, it's just the entire time back to back every single song. So we start guys out down there, which is where I started out. I was brought in by DJ Q, who was there for, I think, a while before me, too. Mm-hmm. So when he left, they moved me to the third floor, and I started kind of just slowly dealing with more things that I knew needed to be handled, because there was nobody around us to do it, you know?
Gotcha.
And I've been doing this for almost 4 years now, know? So I've been event planning. I've been, working with some of the top DJs out here, all of them very professional. So I have access to, production, the right DJs, event planning. So I knew that Limon kind of needed that for someone to focus on that, gotcha. And I didn't mind doing it because I was there, just about every weekend. And so I started bringing in more guys with me as guest DJs. Once I started going to the third floor, I kind of started to realize how much needed to be done, in the sense of, not that it wasn't being handled right, but more could be done, So I do graphic design also. Oh, so wow. I started pumping out flyers. Wow. I started bringing in more guest DJs. I started having more people post, promoters coming in, and just people that wanted to be involved in such a special place that it turned into this thing that, like, okay, I think we can do this to a heavier scale.
Love that.
So then Limon went through a little bit of a closure for, I think it was like 2 weeks. And when we reopened, a whole new energy kind of just hit that third floor, that first floor with DJs, to where, the music that you hear now is not, it's similar to what you'll hear at most clubs.
Right.
But it's on a little bit of a remixed Latin experience.
Okay.
So when you go, you get a very good energy of kind of how the Hispanic community can party when the energy's right at the right, Hispanic spot. Because there's not really anywhere else in Ventura County that you can go to experience what you experience there.
No, for sure.
So since then, me and Carlos have just been going back and forth just about every day, trying to see what we can do next. We execute and just keep that doing.
That's awesome. It's cool to hear that from behind the scenes, because oftentimes, as a consumer, a customer, we go in there, hey, let's have some fun, right?
Yeah.
So we don't understand what it takes to facilitate that type of event or experience, would you say? I can see why you brought them.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit of everything. This event, we've been planning it for a month now, maybe. Okay. So it started as Cinco de Mayo, anybody can celebrate, anybody can have the celebration Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
And Mr. Ortiz over here always has to blow everything out of proportion. Yeah. So I'm like, why not El Cinco de Mayo by Limon y Sal? Mm. And it's our stamp. And that is what we're going to create. New, hopefully, and not hopefully, this relationship, this partnership, including A+ Brand, and Q95.9 with Sammy and everyone, we're going to make a lot of events. I can tell you right now that the World Cup is around the corner. We have Day of the Dead. We have a lot of events that will be, just look for us when you feel like having a good dinner.
Love that.
Look for us.
I had a good
when you want a good lunch.
Shout out to your server. I forgot her name, but she was amazing. Even, you know, she was handling everybody in the top.
Oh, that's Diana, the whistle Diana. One. That's all you hear on the third floor, right?
Wow, we had like three Cristiano. I don't even remember.
Cristiano, yes.
I wasn't drinking that much, you know. I just remember we had like three bottles. So.
That Diana is great. Listening to this. Her story, she always has a whistle. I don't know if you've been up there. I know Sammy hears it all the time. I'll leave to the airport occasionally after the event to fly out.
Still hears
show up to the airport at 4 a.m. I hear the whistle. Oh, and I think it's her. And it's the parking director at LAX. It's like, go.
So, yeah, it's party. So,
hi to Diana. But yeah, no, it's always a good time. That. So if you're hungry, look for us. If you want a good drink, look for us. A good happy hour, look for us. If you want to party, also think of us. We're there for everything.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm super excited for some of the things that you guys are building collectively and with other sponsors and brands all together. Excited to be a part of it as well, working with A+. So it's something cool to experience and know that you guys are actually, and you know, three of you guys are in here. This is awesome for me, you know?
Very hands-on.
Yeah, no, I love it. Okay. So then with this event coming up, I'm just curious. I mean, now that you're being more planned ahead, like what are you guys looking forward to, like as far as like the partnerships that you guys are putting together?
Expose holidays with, like I said, not only the party. I didn't want to create a tequila bar. Think of like, oh, I got drunk at that one place. What is it? Limon. No, yeah. I got an experience at Limonizar. So we will be hosting a lot of events. And I'll also let you know that we also do catering. We could come out to events. Now that we have this whole team together, we can coordinate your party. We can, you know, just elevate the experience for you. So we listen to our customers. So reach out, interact with us on our social medias. He's probably the one responding to you. We do the bottle service events, stuff like that. We just want to make sure that we can host you, that we can take care of your needs.
Love that. Well, cool. Well, for anybody listening, you know, you make sure check this out. Check out the event, El Cinco de Mayo by Limón y Sal. It's going to be an amazing experience. They got the right partnerships, and they're just setting it up for success and a good time.
That's it.
Cool. Yes. And then so let's wrap it up a little bit, because I know you guys are busy and you got an event coming up today. For anybody listening, is there anything else that you guys want to say before we close it out?
Just, you know, be on the lookout. I mean, we hit the reset button, I think, like during the pandemic. And I think this event's going to be like the first one that we actually plan out.
Right.
But I mean, we've done a lot of great things with them where, you know, we've brought artists that we have access to. I mean, we've had Little John hanging out. We've had
singing with mariachi.
So it's just like he said, it's a great experience. And we want to start doing all that over again, man. Like, you know, Carlos travels a lot. You know, we go to other bars and stuff outside, and we want to bring the cool shit that we see at other places here
and create that experience. Yeah,
so he has a space. You know, we could get the word out, you know, Sammy handling the sound and all that. So I mean, we're ready to set up shop anywhere.
And I mean, and we try to be like very transparent on social media, the website, on how the restaurant works, you know, where you can go. But sometimes people show up, so not knowing exactly how things work. So feel free to DM us, you know, on Instagram, you know, like where should I go to get bottle service? You know, who should I talk to make a big party reservation? You know, how can somebody use our back VIP room? You know, all those questions can be answered just through, you know, one DM or asking the servers, you know, when they get there. Most of those girls up there know pretty much everything about how that you know, area works on that third floor.
I love that.
Yeah. And on the first floor, either a host or, you know, a supervisor, anyone that works there can pretty much answer questions when people get there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are extending that, like, customer service through social media. Because, I mean, a lot of companies just don't have the scope, or they just don't see the value in it, you know. So it's cool to be more customer first, you know, before business and service, right? So anything else you want to close off
with? No. Follow us on social media.
Let's do that. So where can people find you guys? Let's start with Mambo.
Mambo on the radio on IG or Q95.9 FM. And also Cinco de Mayo. We usually drop like a promo shirt that we give out for free.
Nice.
And that's the only time we're releasing this shirt. So if you want to be a part of it, it's a dope the eagle from the Mexican flag, and it says 805 Locals with all the sponsors in the back. And that's the only time we're gonna press it. So don't miss out on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go, guys. Don't miss it. Carl.
Our social.
You can follow me.
Our social.
You can follow me personally on Samuel J, J-A-Y underscore, and then Limoni Sal at Limoni Sal Ventura. Most of our nightclub and nightlife posts will be on Cantina 31 VTA. Oh, okay. Yeah, we try to keep the Limoni Sal page more family friendly, so people still feel more welcome. But the Cantina 31 page, that's pretty much all the nightlife. That's where we post updates for, you know, Monday through Sunday.
And it's Cantina 31?
Yeah, 31.
VTA.
Yeah. Are we able to kind of distinguish that a little bit? I was curious about that, you know.
Yeah, so the Limoni Sal page is just kind of to make people feel more welcome still, because we don't want to focus too much on just the nightlife and stuff, because we're still open during the day.
Still a restaurant at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the rooftop, the reason why we, it's Cantina 31, and the name of the restaurant is Limoni Sal. Mm-hmm. The 31 is... I wanted the families to understand it is a family restaurant on the first two floors. Mm-hmm. Third floor is more of the party atmosphere. Mm. And I wanted to rebrand it. Okay. Think of a name. Both of my kids were born on Halloween, 4 years apart. So I'm like, okay, Cantina. I just came up, Cantina 31.
Oh, wow.
And that is where we handle the same. We handle the both pages, Limoni Sal Ventura and Cantina 31. Right. But we put more of our nightlife in the other one just to, like Sammy was saying, just to separate that bar and nightlife.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love it. Okay. Well, thanks for, you know, distinguishing that. And then anything else that we want to talk about?
Real quick, shout out to Sel, our marketing guy. He does a lot of work on both those pages too. So he gets some credit.
Great content creator.
Love that. I got to connect with him. I love connecting with content creators.
And he should be here. Just kidding.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys for hopping on the podcast and the last minute thing. And super excited for you guys to show. Again, you know, it's just an experience to, you know, showcase for everybody in here listening at the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then for anybody tuning in, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.